out! Hut, 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 hut!
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sup, dude?
Wait, it's a Dude Tuesday?
Dude Tuesday!
Yep.
Oh, I feel more manly already.
It's Michigan, Ohio State. A lot of interviews.
Oh, that's
where
true.
Jen's
the
at,
big
Jason.
Game, as they call it. Yeah,
the big
right?
game. Jason, I'm going to get right to it.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Sorry. Okay, and I wasn't able to listen to your show yesterday. I wasn't able to listen to your show yesterday.
You're never able to listen to our show.
Yeah, I do. No, I listen more than you think.
Which realistically, Chewy, if you listened at all, would probably be more than Jason thought.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Perfect. All right, let me stop.
No, I love listening. I love listening when you have Homer on every Wednesdays. That's about when I'm getting my chicken sandwich after lunch, and I sit there and listen for about 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, that's
but with that
be
being
the first
said,
time
Jason,
anyone said that. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
I heard Tausch on the post game. I know he's from Wisconsin. He played for the Badgers in Wisconsin. He doesn't it's okay to upset the Toads. It's not how in God's green earth can he sell that they're the second best team in the NFC? Did you have that discussion on your show yesterday?
Yeah, so we had we don't have a lot of spirited disagreements on our show, largely because I don't have many opinions. But yeah, we kind of had a version of that yesterday. And because he was kind of talking about teams that would scare him or concern him, he just is a full out all on believer in this team despite its warts, and I am not there. In fact, you know, I think what got us started was me saying that look, it's great that they beat the 49ers or what was left of the 49ers on Sunday. But look at the standings. They are the sixth seed right now, and unless they win some pretty critical games, including at Detroit and at Minnesota, they're most likely going to stay in that sixth spot. And I believe they are a better team this year than they were last year, and yet I also believe that there's a chance that they will have gotten further in the postseason last year than they will this year. And one of the reasons is right now, if the season ended today, they'd be the sixth seed and the NFC West champs would be the three seed. And so they would go to whoever that is. Now, do I have any nervousness about them going to Arizona and winning? I don't. I think they would. I'm not sold on Arizona. They're tied for the division lead with Seattle. We're going to find out what they can do when they go to Seattle because they've got a game in Seattle on December 15th. But if the 49ers have Brock Purdy, have Nick Bosa, have Trent Williams, and have home field, at best, that's a toss-up. That's a tough game to play. And I don't care if the Packers are going to have a better season record. If they have to go to San Francisco, because I don't think they're winning the division, so I think they're going to be playing on the road. That's a tall order. And I don't care how much better you think the Packers are this year. I don't care how much better the Packers may be if they were playing on a neutral field or at home. I just think that the road is a challenge for them because they're not going to be able to win their division unless they win a week from Thursday in Detroit, and then at least they've opened up that possibility. So I think they're a good team. I don't think they're better than Detroit. I don't think they're better than Philly. And until they prove otherwise, I understand that all of us are skeptics about Minnesota, but I don't think they're better than Minnesota. And I don't know what Washington is right now, right? I'm still trying to figure them out. I don't know if you are. But, I mean, they've had a game they had no business winning, right, because of the Hail Mary and the Tyreek Stevenson trash talk during the play. And then they also had a game that they probably should not have lost, which was this past game to the Cowboys. So that's a team I don't really know. I would think the Packers are better than them, but the second best, they're not even the second best team in the NFC, much less in the NFL.
So with that in mind, Jason, I'm nervous about this game just because of the whole scheduling quirk of, okay, you have the Lions upcoming the following Thursday, but now you have a short week. Obviously, that Lions game is big. This as one that the Packers could overlook Miami because, well, I mean, Tui's got it right. He's never won when the temperature's under 40 degrees. Miami hasn't been very good this year. But this is, to me, a very easy opponent to overlook because you're getting excited about that opportunity to play in Detroit a week from Thursday.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Now, again, with that said, like, I don't think this team is particularly susceptible to that from a psychological standpoint. Like, I think that they are, especially because they're such a young team. You know, Chewy, you know this. Like, and they've started doing this too now. I've noticed in the locker room, they're starting to put up those magnetic signs on the metal doors again, like they used to during various weeks. Which LaFleur had not done for most of his time. But I still feel like because they're such a young team, like, I don't want to call it a fear, but that's the best I can do right now. There's a fear of, I don't want to get in trouble by overlooking this team, or I don't want to get in trouble by doing this or that. I just don't think that they're like veteran teams that can sometimes fall into that and not play at a fever pitch. Now, that doesn't mean they're not susceptible to losing on Thursday night, but I just don't think they're wired that way. I really, you know, I was around those, you know, when you guys were going to Indianapolis and playing an 0-10 team that had Tony Mandarich at right tackle. I mean, I could see overlooking that team, right? I don't see this team overlooking Tua and the Dolphins coming in here on Thanksgiving.
But Jason, does no Jair scare you a little bit with their weapons?
Yeah, of course it does. And again, I wish I understood all that was going on there because, you know, Jair comes out and says, you know, he had 21 days between that Jacksonville game and then trying to play against the Bears, and he couldn't go past 10 plays. And so he says, I'm going to need more than 21 days. Well, that puts us into maybe he could play in Seattle, but if it's more than 21 days that he needs, now you're looking at like the Saints game on Monday Night Football if it doesn't get flexed out of that spot, or maybe even playing in Minnesota on the 29th. Like if this is going to be what his road to health looks like, Matt LaFleur said he doesn't think they have to put him on injured reserve, but who the hell knows when they're going to have him? They're obviously not going to have him this week, and I don't know how many teams have truly tested their secondary. And I'm not saying that their secondary isn't really good, right? Because I am a huge Xavier McKinney believer. I'm a huge Evan Williams believer. I think that Carrington Valentine is an up-and-coming good player. I think Keyshawn Nixon has proven that he is a better corner than we thought when we just thought he was a nickel guy and a return guy. But this group, I mean, come on. You want to be tested, that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much they are up to that test. I really don't without Jair.
Jason, a big talking point for the Packers has been their success in the red zone. And now in the last two games, they're at 80%. They are 8 for their last 10. Is it fixed, or is this a two-game hot streak?
Ooh, that That's a really good question. I don't know, but I would say this.
Jason, this isn't yes or no on Sundays. Like, come on, man. Like, we get an I don't know, and I gave you an either or. It wasn't a yes or no.
I try to be honest. But you know, I do think that the difference in these two games has been as simple as avoiding the stuff that has derailed them time and time and time again. And Chewy knows this. They always seem to get a penalty in the red zone, and they always seem to have a negative play where they lose like 5 yards, right? Like that handoff in Chicago to Jaden Reed. I mean, it wasn't really an end around. He lined up next to Love in the shotgun, but like that was I don't know why they felt the need to putz around there, right? I mean, I do think this. I think that they have rediscovered, hey, you know what? We got this pretty darn good running back that if we just give him the ball and we don't get cute, we're always going to be moving forward and we're going to be in a position to score more consistently in the red zone, right? Because, look, they did that. They actually did that in Chicago on the series that we just talked about, right? The first play there, I believe, was a 9-yard gain. A handoff to Josh Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you give the ball to Jacobs, you don't get called for holding, and you avoid getting too cute and getting yardage losses, you can be a pretty – guess what? You got a pretty good quarterback and pretty good skill position, guys. You can be a better red zone team than you've been.
Jason, always.
Jason.
Go ahead, Chew.
Jason, I see Pro Bowl voting opened up. And Gabe, you know, Gabe always talks about superstars on this team, and he thinks they're lacking a little bit. Are they just going to have two Pro Bowl players in Josh Jacobs and McKinney?
Probably.
They could have an offensive lineman, right, Jason? Like Elgton Jenkins or Zach Tom could have a chance of getting in there.
They could. I mean, I don't know how Zach Tom is viewed around the league, right? I mean, we know how Penei Sewell is viewed, for example. I don't know, and frankly, I don't know enough about other right tackles around the league that would be in that competition, or you know. And that's the other drawback of playing right tackle. Have they changed that, Gabe? Because Tausch and Bulaga and those type, or Earl Dotson, you know, they just never had a chance. Like, when people vote for tackles, they always vote for left tackles, other than Sewell. I think Sewell will get in no matter what. But, look, they've got some guys that are pretty darn good football players, obviously. But they clearly don't have a wide receiver that's going to go anywhere. They, as much as we all love Tucker Kraft as a young Mark Chimura, there's too many good tight ends, and he's got another year or two before he can show that he deserves that. And then on defense, like, none of their front four, or really front seven, are anywhere near being considered for that. Jair is out of the mix again now. So I think I would be surprised if Jacobs and McKinney didn't make it. But outside of an offensive lineman, like you said, Gabe, there's just and look, I don't think you have to have superstars to be good, but it sure as heck helps. And at some point,
you need superstars, you know, to be great. You need superstars to be great.
We just got done talking about the red zone. Like, they, you know, remember when Davante Adams in that game in Dallas, during the Rodgers era, it was the moment that Rodgers, and this is, again, not to get sidetracked, but this is exactly why they didn't have to cut Jordy Nelson, because everybody on that freaking roster knew that Davante was the man at this moment. 2017, they're driving for the go-ahead touchdown. They're in, like, the tight red zone, inside the 10-yard line. Davante runs a route. It's incomplete. Rodgers goes to him. Davante comes back to the huddle and says, let's run that play again. Throw a better ball to Aaron Rodgers.
Yep. Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers does, and they win the game. And I can't remember if Davante threw the ball in the stands or off the wall or whatever it was. But, like, that was it. game over. He's the man, which is, you know, and Goody always told me that he thought that, you know, having Jordy around was going to stunt Devontae's growth as the number one receiver, which was complete crap because that was the moment. And Rodgers knew it. Everyone on that team knew it. And now, while they have some very good young wide receivers, they don't have that guy that does that. And that's, to me, that's another thing that has to develop in the coming year is who is him. And I don't know who that's going to be, but boy, was that fun when Devontae Adams did that.
Yeah, I was hoping it would happen throughout the course of this year, Jason, but to your point, we obviously have not seen that guy. We've seen guys step up for different games, but then they seemingly disappear the following couple of weeks. We appreciate the time, buddy. You know, usually we talk to you Thursday, Friday, so we won't talk to you Thursday with no show, so have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, guys, and tell Keith happy Thanksgiving for me.
Most certainly will.
Take care. Be good.
Change the way you do business and take more control with the payment process with Fifth Third Bank's Treasury Management Solutions. Their expertise, their market expertise, and managed services streamline the entire payment process and integrate with your existing systems, giving you more control than ever. With their suite of payment solutions, you will soon recognize new revenue sources that can save time, offset operating costs, and improve the bottom line, all customized for you and your business. Fifth Third Bank National Association. Custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold you can be
shrinkage.
Good, too.
Yeah, well, no. Cold shrinkage can gets be involved. Good. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.